Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Learning at Share. Here we are between Yom HaKippurim and Chag HaSukkos. Just a reminder, there is no shir next week on Chol Hamoed. We do not have shir next week, but the Ribono Shel Olam was very good to us because the way that the calendar falls out this year, sometimes we miss 2 or 3 weeks of Share. And this week we are going to miss Chol Hamoed, but we will resume Be'ezros Hashem the Wednesday after Yom Tov. Everyone should just be well. We are learning L'Iluy Nishmas and L'Zeicha Nishmas and Miriam Fund, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Alaha Hashem, Meir Neshama merit a continuous Aliyah in the S'chus of the Torah learning that we share this evening and every week. So we are talking about love, Ahavas Hashem. We are continuing the topic of Ahavas Hashem. So I am on page 226. On the middle of the page, somebody last week asked what the name of the Sefer is, if you bought the Sefer. If not, you know that I read the paragraphs and add much commentary. Okay, conditional love. Okay, we're talking about different kinds of love. 1 second, someone needs me. Yes. Do you need me to ask me something? Oh, no. Okay. Conditional love, since it is based on expressions of love, i.e. one person receiving something from another, will eventually die away. So we saw last time in Pirkei Avos that any love is talui bedavar, that if love is dependent on something, that love will dissipate. If love is not dependent on something, it will not dissipate. It will be everlasting. So our love of the Ribono Shel Olam should not be dependent on what we get or what we don't get from the Ribono Shel Olam, but rather the fact that we love Hashem because we love Him. In fact, I just read, I happen to have the safe here because I want to quote something different in it. A prayer of the Jew from the Middle Ages. Okay? 1 second. I have this down here because I'm planning to quote a different Nakuda. But I'm reading from the book called Festivals of Faith, the Drashos of Rabbi Norman Lamb, Zichrona Levracha. So this is from a Yom Kippur Drasha in 1960. And I'm not, it's actually on the Shema Yisrael. It was a Yom Kippur Drasha on the Shema Yisrael, but I'm just reading one excerpt. Just recently, writes Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb Zatzal, I read of a prayer uttered by a Jew in the Middle Ages, recorded in a book called Shevet Yehuda. In English, the prayer goes something like this. Master of all worlds, Ribono Shel Olam, this is from the Middle Ages. Master of all worlds, I see that you, capital Y, you God, are trying so hard to get me to abandon my faith. You bring upon me persecutions and trials and suffering and hatred. All that, so to force me to give up being a Jew, I'm not going to try to read this without interrupting myself. Let's start this again. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb Zatzal, in a Yom Kippur Drasha in 1960 on the Shema Yisrael, the word Shema Yisrael, Shem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, quoted a prayer uttered by a Jew in the Middle Ages, recorded in the book called Shevet Yehuda. In English, the prayer reads something like this. Master of all the worlds, Ribono Shel Olam, I see that you are trying so hard to get me to abandon my faith. You bring upon me persecutions and trials and suffering and hatred, all to force me to give up being a Jew. So I want you to know, my God, that despite all you and your heavenly hosts will say or do, I am a Jew, and a Jew I shall remain, and nothing you can do will make me change my mind. There you have the kind of love and loyalty and magnificent pride in Jewishness that comes from the Shema, the awareness that Judaism is more than a set of beliefs, but Judaism is a commitment to the past and a pledge to the future. We must continue the continuity of our forebears and pass it on to our descendants. This is why the Shema, the Ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, you shall love Hashem your God, has been the last words on the lips of Jewish martyrs. When the Jew stood ready to offer his life for God and Torah, all the generations of the past received him with open arms and triumphant welcome. Baruch Shem Kavod, Mechusel Le'olam Ve'ed. The drashos on why we say Baruch Shem for Mechusel Le'olam Ve'ed aloud on Yom HaKippurim. The whole thing was extremely powerful and very beautiful. But I thought that this prayer of the Jew in the Middle Ages, he's speaking directly to God, saying, I know all these Yisurim are from you, and I know all the persecutions and the hatred and all that we suffer is from you. And if you're trying to get me to abandon my religion, the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, I will not do so, God, because I love you so much, even when it's unconditional. I might not feel that I don't receive anything from you. During the Elah, every year, I always think of my grandfather, who wrote in his memoirs, we returned to the barracks, we returned and gathered in the barracks after a difficult day of slave labor so that we could daven Ne'ilah with a minyan. So if I think that I can't, even though yesterday, Baruch Hashem, I felt really fine, so it wasn't even a struggle, but some years I feel like I can't stand during the Ilah, then I think of my grandfather, whose piece is called In Seven Camps in 3 Years. I was not zocha to know. I was very, very young when he was nifter, very suddenly, and who performed the day of backbreaking of Avodas Perach, and then gathered in the barracks to daven the Ilah with a minion. And I can't stand because I didn't eat 24 hours ago, and I know I'm going to eat in 2 hours. So the love of a Jew for the Ribbono Shel Olam cannot be conditional love, because conditional love will eventually die away. Unconditional love, however, is rooted in the reality of what we spoke about last time, Dusha Brichu Araisa V'Yisrael Chadhu, that Hashem, Torah, and Yisrael are one unity. So when we feel our souls are totally bound up with God and His Torah, that is unconditional love, and we will never abandon the Ribbono Shel Olam. This unity is due to the inherent bond of the Jewish soul with God and His Torah. So if our soul is bound up with God, then no matter what you try and do to make me, to test me, to make me abandon Torah, to test me, to see. We read about the Akedas Yitzchak on Rosh Hashanah. I remember in this class, we went through the Medrash Tanchuma in depth, Parshas Vayera, of the Satan who was trying to get Avraham Avinu to turn around and not go to the Akedah. No matter what you try and do and put in my path, I am a Jew and I will remain a Jew. I think those were the last words of Daniel Pur. Remember Daniel Pur, Shem Kom Damo? I believe he was not even married to a Jewish woman. If I'm not mistaken, certainly not what we would call an affiliated Jew, but his last words are, my parents are a Jew, I am a Jew, and I will die a Jew, something along those lines. And a Jew ultimately, in the very depths of their soul, has a tremendous love for God, because it is innate in our soul. What we feel we get, what we feel we don't get, what we feel we deserve, even though we don't really deserve anything. Nechama Leibovitz used to say, "Lo magia lechem klum." People think I deserve it. We live in a magiali generation. I deserve, I want, I need, I am. She said, "Lo magia lechem klum." Well, on the opposite end of the spectrum of Freifeld, that's how I used to say the same thing. So the unity is due to the inherent bond of the Jewish soul with the Creator and His Torah. As Rav Chaim of Elazhen wrote, this threefold bond, Tishabrichu, Oraisa, V'Yisrael Chadhu, Hashem, Torah, and Yisrael are one unity. This threefold bond of Israel's attachment to Hashem via Torah is so fundamental. Without this bond, the bond of the Jew to Torah, to God, quote, the world cannot exist. So he's quoting from Nefesh HaChaim, which is a sefer that I have at home. This is Rav Chaim of Elazhen's classic work, Nefesh HaChaim. For your reference, Rav Chaim of Elazhen, lived from 1749 to 1821. Well, he was about 70 years old, 72 at the time of his Patira, Gaon Olam. He is what we call the father of the modern day yeshiva system, really. He was like the founder of what we know as the modern day yeshiva. So, someone just emailed, Esther Sassoon just emailed that it's the wrong link to the shir. 1 second. Okay, I don't know, that's something else. Okay, something that the office sent out. This link that I sent out, you're all here. So Baruch Hashem, we're here. I hope nobody was thrown off and got confused. If you have friends who are usually, Sarah Hertzberg. Sorry, emailed the wrong link. Okay, must have been some sort of mistake or oversight somewhere. Okay. Let's keep going. Okay. So the Nefesh HaChaim of Rav Chaim of Elazhen Zatzal, which our Mechaber just quoted, Rav Chaim of Elazhen wrote, this threefold bond of Hashem, Torah, and Israel so fundamental. Without our bond to Torah and our bond to Hashem on all that is one, the world would cease to exist. So Rav Chaim of Elazhen discusses this, and I will quote it for you directly from his sefer in English. Okay, it's in Sha'ar Dalet, Gate 4. Sha'ar Dalet is known as the study of Torah Lishma for its own sake. So we are Nefesh HaChaim, Sha'ar Dalet, Perek Yud Aleph, Chapter 11. Okay, and this is titled God, the Torah, and Yisrael are one. Therefore, all the worlds continue to exist and function properly. All the worlds continue to exist and function properly only if we are engaged in studying Torah. because the Holy One, blessed be He, the Torah and Israel are one. We started speaking about this last week. We're speaking about it this week. For the root of each Jew's soul is linked to a letter of the Torah. So last week we spoke about the middle letter of Torah, Vav, if you recall. Amazing. The middle of the letter of the Torah, Vav, representing Kedusha Brichu, O Rais and Yisrael Chadhu, that God, Israel, and Torah all one. And the Nefesh HaChayim writes, the root of each Jew's soul is linked to a letter in the Torah. And therefore it says in Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, God thought about bringing Israel into being before all else. So before the world was even here, Hashem had a machshava, so to speak, about creating Knesset Yisrael. Why? Because the Torah preceded creation. Histako bel raisu vara alma, perhaps one of the most famous teachings of the Zohar. God looked into the Torah. The Torah was the blueprint of creation. But if Hashem looked into the Torah, which is made up of the osios of the Aleph Beis, then he's really looking at the neshama of every Jew, since every Jew's soul is linked to an os of Torah. So when Hashem looked into the Torah to create the world, what he's really looking at is the soul of every single Jew. This does not contradict the saying that the Torah preceded everything else, because the Torah and Yisrael, the Torah and Yisrael stem from the same heavenly root. In the same vein, the sages comment on the word Bereishis. Bereishis bar Elokim, Esa Shemayim v'Esa Aretz. Coming up to Simchas Torah, we are going to read Bereishis and begin all over again. Baruch Hashem, in the beginning, the Almighty created the heavens and the earth. And we know the Chazal say very famously, what is it? Bereishis bar Elokim. For Reishis, for first, God created the heavens and the earth. What is Reishis? What is first? So there are a number of opinions of the sages. One is, as the first opinion quoted by Rav Chaim of Volozhin, God created the world for the sake of Torah. The Torah is called Reishis. Reishis Chachma, the beginning of wisdom, is Torah. So Hashem created the world for Torah. Torah is called Reishis. Bereishis doesn't mean in the beginning. It means for Reishis, God created the whole world. What did He create the world for? For Reishis. Reishis is Torah. Another interpretation, however, is Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis, for Israel, who are called Reishis. So God created the world for Torah, which is called Reishis, and He created the world for Bikurim, which is called Reishis, and He created the world for Yisrael, which are called Reishis. So we see the whole world was created. God created the whole world for the purpose of Torah, for the purpose of Israel. So Israel, Torah, and Hashem, are Chadhu, are one. And therefore, the Gemara in Moed Katan, I'm continuing to quote from Rav Chaim of Volozhin, Zchuso Yagen Aleinu. For this reason, the Gemara in Moed Katan says, if one is present at the time that a person's soul departs, he is required to tear his clothing. To what is this compared to? To a Torah scroll that was burned, in which case one who witnessed the burning of the Torah scroll, Rachman Latzan, is required to tear his clothing. For the holiness of every Jew's soul is identical with the holiness of a Sefer Torah. So this is further elaborating on the idea that we spoke about last week, which is that Israel, Torah, and God are one. And we see how intricately our souls are linked to Torah and inexplicably linked. And we can never abandon Torah. Does somebody want to Google, is Esther Sassoon, she would do it. Could someone Google, and then write it on the, because I can't do it because I'm Milashir and I'm on airplane mode, Daniel Pearl's last words. My parents are a Jew, I am a Jew, I will die a Jew. Something along those lines. And if anyone's interested in doing that, you could just post it here. So you see that no matter how far removed the Jew is, their soul is always tied to the Ribono Shel Olam, because the osios of Torah represent every single Jewish neshama. And if we would not have Torah, then chas v'shalom, the world would cease to exist. And it's a tafkid of every Jew in Klal Yisrael to find their letter, so to speak, their tafkid, their unique mission as it relates to the Torah, to connect their strong connection to God. Kaveh El Hashem, we're still saying Kapitel Chav Zayin, hope to God, Chav Zayin Yodalet, hope to God, Chazak V'yametzi Becha, strengthen your heart. Kaveh El Hashem, Bakav doesn't only mean hope to God, Kav is also a line, a connection, as in the Rav Kav in Israel, the Cartis that you buy Rav Kav to ride many lines on the buses. So Kaveh Hashem means find your connection, your cord, your line to the Almighty. Chazak v'yamitzi becha, strengthen your heart. It's not easy. What did the Jews say in the Middle Ages? Rachman Litzav, we should never be tested. Ribono Shel Olam. We're tested today to a degree. It's very hard. It's very hard. There's what we're calling a second wave now, and the news of Eretz Yisrael is not easy. And every day it's Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, one day at a time. But you have to find your tafkid, your os, your connection in the Torah. Every one of us represents an aspect of Torah. Without every Jew, without that letter of Torah, there would be no world. My father's Jewish, my mother's Jewish, and I am Jewish. There you go. His last words were, my father is Jewish, my mother is Jewish, and I'm Jewish. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he was not even married to a Jew. And what's amazing, the Hirhurei Teshuvah of a Jewish neshama, the connection of a Jew to God. Tehei Nishmaso Tzvar B'Tzvar Chaim. Continuing with Rav Chaim of Elazhiner. At creation, the Torah was still hidden away. Its light radiating on the higher worlds, and it kept them in existence from a distance. Okay? So at creation, the Torah was still hidden away. So Hashem created the Torah first. He looked into the Torah, Yistakel Be'oraisa Uvara Alma, but it means Uvara Alma, he created this world, but the Torah represents Am Yisrael, so Am Yisrael. By the way, Teshuvah also preceded the world's creation. I was just reading it again over Yom Kippur. I don't have it marked in front of me where it's brought down by Chazal, but the Torah preceded creation, B'nai Yisrael preceded creation, Teshuvah preceded creation. Thank you to the people who looked that up, okay? Thank you. My father's Jewish, my mother's Jewish, I am Jewish. At creation, the Torah was still hidden away. So it was created, but it was hidden. So what about the light that burst forth from Torah? How could you hide away the light from Torah? It's light radiating on the higher worlds. And it kept it in existence from a distance. I'm going to screen share with you. You have to understand, when I prepare share, I usually prepare 3 weeks in advance until I finally get it. So I always over-prepare. I'd rather be over-prepared than under-prepared. So by the time I get to it, I've prepared a few times already. So Baruch Hashem, to Chazak, I always end up adding new things. So my point is, I prepared this before tonight. It relates to Yom Kippur. It's a medrash on something Rav Chaim of Elazhiner just said about the light being hidden away before Bria's Olam, the light of Torah being hidden away, relates to Yom Kippur, which was yesterday. Okay, so I'm going to start to screen share. Can you see my screen? No? One person saying yes, one person saying no. Oh, now Malki's also saying yes. You can see my screen. Okay. So let's just look at the beginning psukim of Bereishis, which we are speaking about. Why are we speaking about it? Because Rav Chaim of Elazhiner is speaking about it. Why are we in Rav Chaim of Elazhiner and Nefesh HaChaim? Because our author is talking about and quoting from Rav Chaim of Elazhiner. There's a message. Okay, I could see. Great. Bereishis bara Elokim Esa Shemayim V'Esar. It's Bereishis for Reishis, for Torah, which is called Reishis, for Israel, which is called Reishis, for Bikurim, which is called Reishis. The whole world was created. But the earth was nothingness, primordial darkness, chaos, confusion, void. We have to understand that we can't understand this at all. Rav Shimshon Pinkus writes in his Sefer She'arim B'Tfilah that it's a miracle that we could understand Torah. It relates to tonight's learning. Torah is Hashem. How could I understand God? I can't understand God. Which one of the Gedolim said, if I knew him, I would be him? We can't understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it's very hard. What does Choshech mean? Choshech wasn't created yet. What do you mean there was Choshech al Pnei Tohom? And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the water. There was no water. What do you mean there was water? So don't ask me questions. I certainly do not understand. There was some state of primordial darkness and prehistoric water that preceded this world. But Hashem said, Vayomer Elokim, Elokim Midas Hadin, Rashi 1:1, to Bereishis, Yehi Or. Elokim said, let there be light. Vayehi Or, there was light. Vayar Elokim Esar. I'm going to take you to a Medrash. So remember these psukim, or at least we're going through them together. Vayar Elokim Esar Kitov. God saw the light that it was good. Vayavda Elokim Bena Or Vena Choshech. God separated or distinguished between the light and the darkness. Vayikra Elokim L'Or Yom. God called the light day. Vala Choshech Kara Laila. And to darkness he called night. Just want to point out something beautiful to you. I don't remember where I read this, not my own word. This is a MS of Torah, not coming from Yichart. When it comes to light, light represents Torah. Remember, this is not the Ma'oros created on the fourth day, Berakiah Shemayim, that give light. This is not the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, heavenly bodies. What light is this? I don't know exactly what light it is because there's no sun yet. There's no stars yet. There's no moon reflecting. So again, we can't really understand. But when it comes to this light, which Rav Chaim of Elazhiner says, the Torah emanated light in the higher worlds. Okay, it says, Vayikra Elokim L'Or Yom. God called the light day. V'lachoshech kara laila. When it comes to darkness, Hashem's name is not associated with the darkness because we should only associate, this is not my word. Do you see what I'm pointing out here? When it comes to naming Yom, it says Elohim called the light day. And to darkness called, he called night. Hashem's name Din Rachamim, at this point in Perak Aleph, we only have Shem Din anyway, but it's not associated with darkness, because when we think of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kula Tova, called the Avid Rachmana Latav Avid, was that Maseches Brachos Samech, the story of Rabbi Akiva and the lion and the light that went out. Everything Hashem does is for the good, so we should only see Hashem as light, as or. That when it comes to the darkness, it doesn't say Vayikra Elokim Lachoshech Laila. It doesn't associate Shem Hashem with darkness. It just says, and to darkness he called night, Vayi Erev, Vayi Boker, Yom Echad. It was evening, it was morning, Yom Echad, one day. So I'm going to show you a beautiful Medrash that I prepared on a handout here. Can you see Medrash Rabbah? I switched the screen. Yes, good. Okay. Medrash Bereishis Rabbah. So, okay. Amar Rabbi Yana, you can see it on my screen. Amar Rabbi Yana, I made it bigger for you so you should all be able to see. One second. Good? Is this good? Amar Rabbi Yana says, Mitchilas, now Rabbi Yana is going to expand upon the psukim from Bereishis that we just looked at, the first five psukim from Bereishis. Amar Rabbi Yana, and what was our point of departure? The last thing we read in Rav Chaim of Elazar was, at creation, the Torah was still hidden away, even though Torah preceded creation, which means Knesset is all preceded creation, because every soul of Israel is tied to one letter of Torah. At creation, the Torah was still hidden away, but there's so much light in Torah, there's so much or. What was happening to the light of Torah? Its light radiated on the higher worlds and kept them in existence from a distance. So the aura of Torah was distinguishable, because the aura of Torah cannot not be distinguishable, except that it was hidden away. So let's look. Amar Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said, Mitchilas b'riyaso shel olam, at the beginning of the creation of the world, Tzafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseim shel tzadikim u'ma'aseim shel rishayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Tzafa, he foresaw. He gazed. Hashem gazed upon or foresaw the deeds of the righteous and the deeds of the Rasha'im, as the Pasuk says, V'ha'aretz haisa sohu, the earth was chaos, darkness, Elu ma'aseim shel Rasha'im. These are the deeds of the Rasha'im. So when the Pasuk says, Bereishis bara Elokim es ha'shamayim ve'es ha'aretz, Bereishis paragal pasuk aleph, b'shvil reishis, what's reishis? For Torah, the whole world was created, but that light is emanating. But God saw, v'ha'aretz ha'isa sohu v'vohu, Hashem saw that the earth was chaos and darkness, Elu ma'aseim shel Rasha'im. God saw from the beginning of time the ways of the wicked, v'yomer Elokim yihi or, into this aura of darkness where God foresaw the actions of the wicked, God said, let there be light. Elu ma'aseim shel tzadikim. What is light? Light is the deeds of the tzaddik. Light is the deeds of the righteous. It makes sense. If a tzaddik lives, tzaddik be'emunah so yeches, says David HaMelech, and if a tzaddik believes it's Tehillim, and if I could be wrong, and if a tzaddik lives by his emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and if a tzaddik digs into the depths of Torah as his guiding light, so of course Yihi Or. Or represents the light of the tzaddikim, whereas Choshech represents the Rasha'im who are steeped in darkness. Or represents Ma'aseim Shel Tzaddikim. Vayavde Elokim, the next the pasuk says, so God created the light. Vayavde Elokim bein ha'or uvein ha'choshech. God separated, havdalah. He caused a separation, a divide, a partition between the light and the darkness. What does that mean? God separated bein ma'aseim shel tzadikim, between the deeds of the righteous, the ma'aseim shel rishayim, and the deeds of the wicked. Vayikra Elokim la'or yom. God called the light, this tremendous light, Rav Chaim of Elazar says, is the light of Torah radiating on the higher worlds, keeping everything in existence from a distance. Elokim called the Or Yom. Light of Torah represents daytime. Light is clarity. Day is clarity. Day is when you can see things. That's why we read Megillas Esther not only by night and by day. Because night was lahashmid laharug la'abedis kol ha'yimudim minar va'adzakein taf b'nashim, very end of paragimah. Night represents that Haman and Achashverosh plotted to kill all the Jews. That's ma'aseim shel rasha'im. So we read that, for those listening to the shiur not seeing my screen, this is not in the medrash, I'm adding a little bit. Why do we read Megillas Esther night? Because it represents ma'aseim shel rasha'im. Night represents darkness, confusion, lack of clarity, difficult times, galus. exile. Vayihi emech hashecha gedola nofalis Allah by the Brisbane Absarim in chapter 15, Abreshus Perek Tazvav. And we know that Chazal famously said, quoting the Medrash, Avram fell into a deep sleep and a deep darkness fell on him, and he foresaw the Arba Golios, the four exiles. But why do we read Megillas Esther during the day? Because that represents a redemption. What does Megillas Esther during the day represent? Because we went from Eval l'Simcha, Me'afela l'Ora. We went from darkness to light. We went from exile to redemption, so to speak. We went from waiting to be killed to being saved. Therefore, Vayikra Elokim l'Or Yom, God called the light day. Elu Masein Shel Tzadikim. These are the ways of the righteous. And every person has to see that they can potentially bring tremendous light to this world with their actions. And I know Yom Kippur is over, but it doesn't matter. It's always relevant. It's funny because we spoke about it in this Shia a few weeks ago. We quoted from Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yinkom Damo, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. If you remember a few weeks ago, we had a Shia on Sukkos, and Ahavas Hashem Misimcha, Na Miyira. I hope somebody remembers. Anyway, so we quoted Rav Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yinkom Damo, who writes this in one of his essays. But just before Shira, at 8:29, somebody WhatsApp me this, you know, these memes that go around. While it's important to act properly between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, perhaps it's more important to act properly between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah. So I'm sure you've seen this, but yes, the avoda of the 40 days from Aleph Elul through Yom HaKippurim is over, but does that mean we don't have the ability to bring tremendous light to this world? Vayikra Elokim or Yom, a tzaddik, the rays of the tzaddik, can bring tremendous light to this world by bringing daytime to people. It's very hard. It's even harder today because, when I mean today, I don't mean today. I mean these past 7 months and counting. We can't host people for meals. You know, someone reached out to me, one of my neighbors, and I've hosted for them in the past. Can you host a couple for me in your basement, in your guest bedroom for Sukkot? I said, I wish I could help people. We're not having people. I can't. You know, we had tentatively invited somebody for the Sukkot meal. And today I said, you know, with the uptick of cases, I don't think, you know, it's not safe. It's not, I don't want to share any germs with you, Chas v'Shalom. I said, you know, it's very hard. We have to be creative today to find ways to be the tzaddik who is bringing light of Torah, because every one of us, our neshama, is connected to an os of Torah, and you have to find your tafkid. V'lachoshech kara laila, but to the darkness, chashuch. Choshech represents difficult times. Choshech represents galus. Choshech represents nisyonos. Hashem called that laila, night. Elu ma'asehen shal rishaim. Antaka, the rishaim, bring much darkness to this world. We mentioned the Jew in the Middle Ages, despite the persecution and the suffering and anti-Semitism, mentioned my grandfather's piece, we mentioned Rav Moshe Twersky, we mentioned Daniel Pearl. I'm not doing this on purpose. We've been learning for 28 minutes, so I ask you if the Rishayim bring much darkness to this world. It's funny because at the dinner table, they were saying that there's a political event this evening. So I think it's at the same time as Shira. So I thought, so Baruch Hashem will bring some Torah to the world at the same time that that's going on. Vayhi Erev, it was evening. Erev, Ayin, Reish, Bet, is from the root word Irbuvia, like the Erev Rav. The wicked people who make everything confusing. It's not just nighttime. We daven arvis, tefillas arvis, ma'ariv, root word arev. We specifically daven tefillas arvis in a time of darkness because darkness represents confusion. Nothing's an accident here. Arev is evening. Erbuvia is confusion. In the night, you can't see. The world looks shadowy. Even if you go to take out the garbage, the whole world looks different. Maybe there's a raccoon in the ambush. I can't see. The cars can't see you. Please make sure to wear your reflector. So, Joanna, I remember when we came to your community, Rahman Sun, it was the massacre of Tree of Life, that Shabbos. But everyone in there is very, very makbid to wear reflectors. I think since then, 2 years ago, right, Shmuel? I'm like, we have reflectors here, and no one is allowed to go out here at night without them. So Erev, just public safety announcement. So Erev is from the root word Erbuvia, because in the evening, not literally evening, but spiritually, the Rishaim add such a dimension of confusion to our lives. It's very hard to see with clarity when the Satan puts all that confusion before us. Could you do me a favor? Could you bring me a Sefer Shemos, please, with our art scroll with Rashi? Elu ma'asein shel rishaim. These are the ways of the wicked. We have to strive mightily to remember that there is a silver lining, that aur is emanating from a distance, and it's our tafkid. Everyone has to reach some level of Masai Yagyu, Maasai Lamaase Avosai. When will my deeds reach the deeds of my forefathers? And a person has to identify the ways in which they can access that letter of Torah that represents their very essence and bring light to the world. The darker it is, the harder we have to work to bring light to the world. Vayihi boker. The pasuk continues, right? So what are the pasukim here? Ba'aretz ha'isa sohu, the earth was chaos. These are the ways of the wicked. Thank you so much. And Elohim said, yihi or, thanks a million. Let there be light. These are the ways of the righteous. Vayavda Elohim ben or ben echoshech. God separated between light and darkness. He separated between the deeds of the righteous and the deeds of the wicked. Vayikra Elohim l'or yam. So the Medrash, you see what the Medrash is doing here, expanding on each pasuk. Elohim called light day. These are the ways of the tzaddik. Every person has to figure out how to bring some light to somebody else's world. You don't know the impact a small note, message, smile, thinking of you, WhatsApp, you can host people some way. You have to be the tzaddik who brings light to this world. It's very difficult times for everybody. I'm telling you, 8 months, people say, how are you? Say, Baruch Hashem, yum, yum. I have to wake up and say, what's my tafka today? What am I going to do today? Well, achoshech kara laila. And to darkness God called night. These are the ways of the Rishaim. Vayihi erev, and so it was evening. From Yerbuvia, elu ma'asein shel rishaim. These are the ways of the wicked. My son brought me, very kindly, I could have realized after, just put on Sephiriah on the screen for you, but I'm turning to Perek Lamed Beis of Bereishis Pasuk, not Bereishis, Shmos. I'm sure you heard me say it, and bring me a Shmos, please. Okay. Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Aleph in the book of Shmos. It's Parshas Ki Tisa. Parshas Ki Tisa is most famous, even though other things do happen. It's most famous for the sin of the Egel Hazav. Excuse me, in fact, we just read, Ne'ilah is full of Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, V'chanan, Erech HaPayim, V'Rav Chesed, the 13 attributes of mercy. We scream, we cry, we plead, we beseech God. These 13 midos of Rachamim were given to Moshe for the first time in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel. So, Parshas Ki Tisa tells us, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph, and the golden calf is about to happen. It hasn't happened yet. Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe l'redes min ha'har. The people saw that Moshe was delayed in coming down from the mountain. Chazal say, don't read it, boshesh, beishin shin, delayed, ba'shesh. The sixth hour had come, and God had not, and Moshe had not yet returned. Remember, we got the Torah 40 days ago. Moshe said, I'm going upstairs for 40 days and 40 nights. When I come back, I'll bring you down the Torah. We heard that Sarah said, I'm going to learn the halacha of Moshe Misinai and all the 600 under three mitzvot, 603 other mitzvot, and all the mitzvot de Rabbanan. I'm going to come back. I'm going to teach you all the mitzvot. But people miscalculated. They were off by 6 hours. Ki ba sheish. The sixth hour came according to their calculation. Moshe wasn't there. Vayikahel ha'am al Aaron, the people gather in great strength against Aaron. Vayomru elav, and the people say, mass hysteria, kum, get up, asei lanu Elohim, asher yechu lefaneinu, make for us a God who will go before us. Kizem Moshe ha'ish, because this man Moses, asher ha'olanu merit tzitzayim, they took us out of Egypt. Lo yadanu mehayelo, we don't know what happened to him. So I'm bringing this to you for a reason. Rashi says, here we go, okay? Ki kisha'ala Moshe lahar, when Moshe went up to the mountain, Amar laham, he said, L'sof arba'im yom, at the end of 40 days, ani ba betoch she'os, I'm coming back within the first 6 hours of the day. Kisvurim heim she'oso yom she'ala min haminin. They thought the day he went out was part of the count. But really, since vayihi erev vayihi boker yom echad, the Jewish day starts at night, they weren't supposed to count that first day. He went out in the middle of the day, they should not have counted that. They should have waited till the night to start counting, since like we just saw in Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, day one, you begin counting at night. V'hu amar lahem shleimim. He said he meant 40 full days. Arba'im yom v'leilo imo. It had to be a day with the night. Okay. V'yom aliso ein leilo imo. This is what I just explained to you. The day he went up didn't have the night with it, so you're not supposed to count that. Okay. Shaharei b'shiva b'sivan Allah. He went up on the 7th of Sivan, so the 40th day was Shiva Asar b'tamuz on the 16th. But here's the point. He came back on Shiva Asar b'tamuz. The first Shiva Asar b'tamuz in our national history is Moshe came from down from the mountain. He saw us dancing around the Egel HaZav, and he threw down the Luchos. What happened? They miscalculated because they counted the first day, which was not supposed to be part of the count because it didn't have a night. B'kitzer, why am I bringing this to you? B'shisha Asar ba, on the 16th of Tammuz, ba Satan, the Satan came, the ear bave, Ata olam, v'ir bev aso. What's that word? Why am I bringing this to? V'ir bev. What's that word? Irbuvia. The Satan came and caused confusion in the world. Can you tell when I'm saying it to you? Like, does it make sense how I'm saying it? Do you understand that it's the same word? Okay. Look. Beyur Vav Bas Satan, on the 16th of Tammuz, the Satan cave. Here's the word I want to show you. Ve'ir Bev Asa Olam. Could you see? I changed the screen. Yes, John, I could see you. Can you see that I moved the screen? Ve'ir Bev Asa Olam. He confused the world. There's that word. Ayin Reish Bey. So why am I bringing this Rashi? To show you that Erev doesn't just mean nighttime. Erev represents Ma'aseihem Shel Rishaim, the deeds of the wicked, whether it's the spiritual deeds of the wicked like the Satan, or the real deeds of the wicked here that try and confuse us. Satan came and he caused confusion and darkness to the world. The Hara Demus Choshech. Oh, Choshech. What does the Medrash say? Vayhi er vayhi boker. V'la laila kara Choshech. Choshech, the darkness is the ways of the Rishayim. That's exactly what this Rashi is illustrative of. The Satan came at a time of spiritual Erev. He confused the world with his darkness and he showed them an image of Choshech, because that's what Erev represents. That's what the Maaseim Shel Rishaim do. The Rishaim bring much darkness to this world. Confusion, fear, terror, darkness. And the Satan showed them an image of darkness, va'afela, and thick darkness. Ah, v'ir buvya. The wicked plot to destroy the world through bringing darkness and confusion so that we lack clarity. When you lack clarity, it's very hard to serve the Ribbon Shel, because you're not sure, what does he want from me? What's MS? What's Sheker? Lomar, as if to say, Vadai meis Moshe, lakach ba irbuv yala olam. This is Rashi to Shemos 32:1, Paragon Beis Pasuk Aleph. Very relevant to Yom HaKippurim, because this was the precipitator of the whole process that culminated in Yom HaKippurim. Certainly, Moshe died, and that's why confusion, darkness, Erev, Choshech has come to this world. Amar Lahem, Meis Moshe, Moshe died, because the 6th hour already came, and he has not come down to you. Okay? And they made a mistake. Okay. I mean, it's not okay, but I brought you that Rashi to show you an illustration of this Medrash, that Vayihi Erev represents the Maaseim Shel Rishaim, the deeds of the wicked, going all the way back to Satan, who brought Irbuvia to this world. Vayihi Boker, and it was morning. Boker is, by the way, Bikur, investigation, clarity. It's amazing. Lashon HaKodesh is an amazing answer. I remember one class you said, I love Hebrew. So here's further illustration of how beautiful Hebrew is. We just think Erev and Boker. Erev means Irbuvia, which means Choshech, confusion, void, darkness. Boker is a Bikur, is an investigation. So in the morning, things are clear. You can investigate. You have clarity. I'm sorry. I saw before there was comments and I didn't adjust them. 1 second. Yes, didn't I mention the Erev Rav before? I think I mentioned the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav who carved Irbuvia, the people in the desert. I believe I mentioned that. Maybe someone, does anyone remember? No one's nodding. People that I could see. I think I mentioned Erev Rav. Okay. Yes, it's very hard not to see our friends. However, Nancy, I agree, we do have to work harder. That's exactly right. The more choshech there is, the more darkness there is in this world, the situation forces us to work harder and to be smart and to make lasting change and to make wiser decisions. But it's harder because it's so dark. Elu ma'aseim shel rishayim, v'yihi boker, there was clarity. Elu ma'aseim shel tzadikim. These are the ways of the tzaddik. So this whole opening introduction, if you will, to Ma'aseh Bereishis, where we're talking about God seeing the choshech, there being choshech, and tov v'vohu, and creation of light, and separation between light and darkness is a separation between the ways of the wicked and the ways of the righteous. Yom Echad, if you remember the passage in Bereishis that we looked at, culminated with, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, it was evening, Ma'aseim Shel Rishayim, Vayihi Boker, Ma'aseim Shel Tzadikim, Yom Echad, one day, Shenason Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Echad, Ve'eze Yom, Yom HaKippurim. So again, I didn't prepare this first today. I reviewed it again today, but I had previously prepared this. If not last week, then for sure last week, but perhaps the week before as well. And I knew, of course, we were coming up to Yom Kippurim. But remember, we have to do Teshuvah for the Aseres who made Teshuvah, but then don't forget all the other rest of the days of the year. So what is Yom Echad refer to in Bereishis? Vayikra Elokim Lo'or Yom, God called light day. These are the ways of the righteous. And we all need to find ways. Again, light is associated with Shem Hashem. Choshech is not associated with Shem Hashem. Elokim is associated with Or, Shem Hashem. But darkness is not associated with Shem Hashem, because now we understand why. Darkness represents the ways of who? The Rishayim. Vayihi Erev Irbuvya. There was confusion, darkness, like the Satan, who was successful in facilitating, if you will, Cheta Egal. Vayihi Boker. There was an investigation. There is clarity. You're able to see. Eilu Ma'aseim Shel Tzadikim. And we all have to think, just in a practical Musar Haskel, talking to Michal Horowitz, approach. How can I make somebody's life a little bit brighter today? What can I do? Sometimes not so much. Sometimes there are people who need meals, and if you're not in the position to open your home, some people aren't listening, they're not social distancing, whatever. It's hard. But we all have to find ways to be the boker, to do a bikur, to investigate what I can do for someone else, to bring some of that aura of the tzaddikim to this world. Yom Echad. But the Medrash says, what is Yom Echad? So I showed you in the Medrash so beautifully that the Ribono Shel Olam says, one second, what is Yom Echad? The Medrash says, Eze Yom, Zer Yom HaKippurim. Hashem gave us one day, and this is the day of Yom HaKippurim. One second, there was a... It's very exciting to start Bereishis all over again. I'm always very excited. So I'm going to quote from the Machzor Masoras HaRav LeYom HaKippurim. Okay. Where first this Medrash is quoted right in the beginning. And again, I don't want anyone to think this is just a teaching for Yom Kippur. It's certainly not. Because right now the world is in a lot of turmoil. Locally, nationally, internationally, all over. Achenu b'nei Yisrael, be'eretz Yisrael. And the take home, really, I think, from this shir is, how could I bring some light to this world? I think that has to be something we all have to ask ourselves. It's very nice to analyze the Lashon of Torah. I love it. It's very nice to understand that our neshamas are all connected to one os, on that of Torah. It's amazing to remember that the Ribbono Shel Olam created Torah and Teshuvah and Knesset Yisrael. That was the purpose of the whole world's creation. It's amazing to analyze a beautiful Medrash as it relates to the Psukim, Erev, Boker, Yerbuvia, Bikur. It's all wonderful. It's intellectually stimulating. But that's not the only reason we learn Torah. Lomod, Lame, Lishmar, Vela, Asos. So when I learn such a Medrash, I have to say, what can I do to be that tzaddik? You know, to be the God Aldar, to bring some light, whether it's through your learning, Rav Chaim of Elazar. Oh, we're in the middle of Rav Chaim of Elazar. I didn't even finish the I remember Rav Chaim Avolozhiner. And without this connection, Rav Chaim Avolozhiner said, Chaim Avolozhiner says, all worlds continue to exist and function properly only if we are engaged in studying the Torah, because Torah, Hashem, and Yisrael are one. And you have to ask yourselves, how can I apply what I learned to my life? Is there someone who is in a state of irbuvia, darkness, confusion, in whatever small way, can I make their life a little bit more filled with the light of Torah, with the light of kindness, the light of Gemiras Chasadim? The Medrash understands Yom Echad refers not simply to the first day of creation, let me just finish with this, but to a unique, singular day, like I showed you the Medrash, you went through it inside. And what is that singular day? You saw the Medrash concludes with, that day is Yom HaKippurim, which means the Day of Atonement. The possibility of atonement on the day of Yom Kippur is so fundamental. Commentary of Machzor Masoros HaRav, the Yom HaKippurim, commentary of Soloveitchik, that you see Yom Kippur is built into the foundation of creation. The ability for atonement, Yom Echad, is built into the foundation of creation. Yom Kippur is the extraordinary, unique day when frail, mortal man enters the innermost chamber of the palace and stands before the king. It is a pivotal day because we understand we have hope and purpose to the entire year. So no one should say this year is not relevant because we saw a Medrash that teaches Yom Echad means Yom Kippurim. What are you going to do to bring some light to the world? What Torah are you going to learn? What tefillah are you going to daven? What os are you going to connect with? Whose world that's very dark are you going to make a little bit lighter? I'm talking to myself. I am. Because understanding Yom Echad, every day you wake up and say, today is that one day. What is my mark? What's my impression? What am I going to do this one day? And man understands Yom Kippur represents the possibility of mortal man entering the innermost chamber of the palace. And you can stand before the Melech Malchayim Lachim. When Yom Echad, any day you choose, as long as you tap into the Koach of Torah and live up to the potential within. Because we preceded the world's creation, Torah preceded the world's creation, obviously the Ribbono Shel'Olam, Teshuvah preceded the world's creation. So while it's nice to think about Teshuvah for 10 days a year, what about the other days of the year? Yom Kippur reminds us that there is hope and purpose to the entire year. When our relationship has been strained, when our relationship has been fractured, Yom Kippur reminds us there is hope for restoration. A personality sullied by sin, no matter how far gone a person thinks they are, is suddenly cleansed. When we realize this, anxiety and frustration are transformed to joy and serenity. I assume that we all feel some degree of anxiety and frustration at the current world situation between the pandemic and the politics. Unless you're living with your head in the clouds, I'm not sure. And I'm happy for you. Ignorance is bliss. But I'm sure that everybody, to some degree, feels some anxiety and frustration. But when we recognize that mortal, frail man can enter the innermost chamber of the king, and there is hope and purpose to the entire year, and a strained relationship can be restored, and a personality that has been sullied can be cleansed, that power of Yom Echad, wake up tomorrow and say, today is Yom Echad. I choose to cast my lot with Or, Ma'aseim Shal Tzadikim. How can I bring some of that hidden light to this world of Irbuvia? And then anxiety and frustration is transformed to joy and serenity. Out of tohu v'vohu, v'choshech al p'nei tohom, yihi or, comes order, meaning, and redemption. Only when every one of us remembers that you are one os in Torah, Kedisha Brichu, Oraisa, Yisrael Chadhu. God preceded the world, Torah preceded the world, and Knesset Yisrael preceded the world. And our tafkid is to take that hidden light, hidden, very hidden. And in certain doros, there is much more darkness than others. But like that Jew said in the Middle Ages, no matter what you try and do to me, God, I'm not leaving you. You bring upon me persecution and trial and suffering and hatred. You want to force me to give up being a Jew? So I want you to know, my God, that despite it all, I am a Jew, and a Jew I shall remain. And nothing you can do will make me change my mind. And every day we need to do a bikur, an investigation in the boker. Is how my actions, my deeds, my tefillos, my Torah, my chesed can bring some light to this world. So Be'ezras Hashem, we will resume the Wednesday evening. All should be well after Yom Tov. Only by Sukkos, it's a double ocean of Simcha. So I wish you a wonderful Yom Tov. V'samach v'chagacha. Last second of Shir. V'samach v'chagacha v'ayisa ach sameach. It's an avoda. We can do it. I wish you a wonderful Yom Tov. I thank you for learning with me. Thank you, everybody. Kol Tov.